who has wandered away from the old landmarks. Question number 39. The Seventh-day Adventist Church has always taught that the number 666 applies to the leopard-like beast, Revelation 13:1-10. But the Shepherd's Rod teaches that it applies to the two-horned beast, Revelation 13:11. Does not the spirit of prophecy plainly tell us that no line of truth that has made the Seventh-day Adventist people what they are is to be weakened? Testimonies, Volume 6, page 17. And does it not furthermore warn, "Woe to him who shall move a block or stir a pin of those messages"? Early Writings, page 258. Answer. The spirit of prophecy does indeed so teach, and to be in harmony 100% with it on this point, as on all others, the rod is carefully stripping from the truth the rubbish with which men have covered it, and is thus restoring it to its primitive luster. So it has done with the truth concerning the number 666. Though this number has admittedly long been applied to the leopard-like beast, the application was not originated by the founders of the Seventh-day Adventist denomination, neither was it taught by them in the early days of the movement. Rather, it was brought in from outside and woven into the web of Seventh-day Adventist doctrine, despite the fact that the Spirit of Truth declared through the founders of the denomination that the number applied to the two-horned beast. The beast, says Elder G.W. Holt, writing in the early days of the message, having seven heads and ten horns is the one referred to, and I think the image is the beast having two horns like a lamb, but spake as a dragon. His number is 666. The Present Truth, Volume 1, Number 8, March, 1850. The last power that treads down the saints, says Elder White, writing at about the same time, is brought to view in Revelation 13:11 through 18. His number is 666. A Word to the Little Flock, page 9. And finally, Sister White, in authenticating this position, declared, "I saw all that would not receive the mark of the beast and of his image in their foreheads or in their hands, could not buy or sell. I saw that the number 666 of the image beast was made up, and that it was the beast that changed the Sabbath, and the image beast had followed on after and kept the Pope's and not God's Sabbath." A Word to the Little Flock, page 19. Note, the number 666 was placed in parentheses by the editor of A Word to the Little Flock. Here we have from the mouth of three witnesses absolute proof that the denomination's present teaching concerning the number 666 was neither originated nor sanctioned by its founding fathers, that, in fact, it was not one of the lines of truth, nor even one of the blocks or pins of the message which God gave to this people. Moreover, the Bible puts the number on the two-horned beast. Note that all the characteristics which pertain to the ten-horned beast are described in Revelation 13:1 through 10, and that all which pertain to the two-horned beast are described in Revelation 13:11 through 18. As the number closes the description of the two-horned beast, it cannot logically be applied to the ten-horned beast. This is just one of the many departures from truth which caused Sister White far back 1882 to cry out, "The church has turned back from following Christ her leader, and is steadily retreating toward Egypt." Yet few are alarmed or astonished at their want of spiritual power. Doubt and even disbelief of the testimonies of the Spirit of God is leavening our churches everywhere. Satan would have it thus. Ministers who preach self instead of Christ would have it thus. The testimonies are unread and unappreciated. God has spoken to you. Light has been shining from His Word and from the testimonies, and both have been slighted and disregarded. The result is apparent in the lack of purity and devotion and earnest faith among us. Testimonies, Volume 5, page 217. We have wandered away from the old landmarks. Let us return. If the Lord be God, serve Him. If Baal, serve Him. Which side will you be on? Testimonies, Volume 5, page 137.